holding on Gimel Beis, the Rashi's, certainly Rashi's on the Gemara. So we tie to the Pshani, it's not that it's a separate case, that's the more it answers the Kasha by saying it's not a separate case, but rather that's going out, like a Maisa, because it's going back on the Rashi. If there was an Eruv, and there also was a Hishitov, means if you were Mishtatov in the Mobi, besides the ear which had been done, as opposed to or, usually the vav be understood. It means and. Okay. Moore says if the case was.
Good morning.
If there was no bittul, so why should be mutter? Boisachotzer remeir lesley semchan al shitov. So you can't, if it's going, we're going like remeir right now. And we're saying that even though there was a shittuv in the movi, that shouldn't be a reason why the chutzner is mutter. So it says somebody in the chutzner forgot to contribute. So if there's no bittul, why should be mutter? So it has to be that there was bittul. So Moore says, okay, well, that's true. Let's go to the next case. One of the main movi was forgot. It wasn't mishtatev. The mutter the chutzner and the osa the movi. If there's bittul, why are the osa the movi? So it means the suggestion here was saying that one whole chatzar didn't join into the mavi. So the chatzar is mutter, but the mavi is aser. So if the case is bittul, why is it aser? So it must be the case was there was no bittul. Maybe your mayor holds that there's no din bittul rishus. The case is there is bittul, but there's no din bittul rishus for mavi. That can't be Votanya Leoba Pirkan Gabitsluki, that the case is a case of a Movi, and Remeir weighed in, Bittul Chem Rishus and Diva Remeir, that's how he quoted the story. Element, the case was that there was no Bittul. If so, the ratio also was Namid Lo Bittul. Hodik Tani Shachach Echem Rivne Chotzer, Bittuloi Bottle. So we see we use the shituv
instead of chesinish.
Hello, good morning, good Shabbos. What a set of chazon ish.
Eighth column. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So,
would you want a set of chazonish?
Yeah. So, if it says shachach min lechotzer beloy batal, b'ktani mutarim alma semchal shita, we hold shita works b'makim iruv, which is the rabbanon. So you're left with reisha b'sefer remeir, and mitzios is the rabbanon. That's the word kasha. So kasha reisha b'sefer remeir. Reisha ktani iruv b'chatzeris v'nishtatu b'mavoy. A certain b'mavi. So the Rashi said in the case where they did Iru b'chaseris and not shituf. They're also in the mavi. Elim kein nishtat, unless there's shituf also b'mavi, that's kirmeir. Sefer k'tani mibnei mavi b'lo nishtat, a certain b'mavi, kirmeir. And see also the tani mibnei chotzer b'lo iruv. If all the mibnei chotzer was not ma'ariv, since there was shituf, they're mutter in the chotzer due to the shituf, that's the rabbanan. So that was Moore's kasha. So Moore answers Kula Remeir. Mitziyasa Amay Semchan Bnei Oisu Chotzer Al Hashituf. So it means we're going Remeir Shita. So that's why in the Reisha it's Aser. That's why in the Seifa it's Aser. I, in the case of the Mitziyasa, we said if one person in the Chotzer did not contribute, we rely on the Shituf of Mokum Iruv, which Remeir doesn't hold normally. The reason why that works is since over here, but the mice of Rav had done Eruv, and besides Rav doing Eruv, they had also done Shituv. So really, Shituv addresses the problem. So why don't we rely on it? Because people will forget that there is Eruv, and since Rav had done Eruv, we won't forget in that scenario. So in that scenario, we can rely on Shituv to welcome Eruv.
So people would forget. Sounds like a place where we might make a distinction between lechatchila and b'diavad. The lechatchila, you can't rely on it. Bidiyavad, perhaps we could. Is that the case, or do we not do that?
No, I think even Bidiyavad, we're not going to rely on that, because what we're afraid is people will just do Shituv and not do Iruv. And then people will grow, the next generation will grow up never seeing Iruv.
Right, but L'chadchila, making it absurd, would it not address that?
Maybe. The more is saying it doesn't. The more is saying it's usher. The more is saying even the case that they didn't do it, it's usher. So I'm just saying that we're learning it's usher. The only case that we're being matter is a case where they did do Iruv, one person forgot. But a case where nobody did Iruv, and you just did Shituv, the Mishnah says it's usher. We're not relying on the Shituv Makam Iruv according to Mir. Okay. So the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rav leitani psucha zulazu. So Rav doesn't have in the Mishnah the phrase that the various chatzeres are open one to the other. They all open into the movies. You have five chatzeres in a row, all open to one movie, but they do not open into each other. So we're discussing Erev over here in the chatzer. We're referring to the Erev is the chatzer itself, and not between the chatzeres. So the question was, why doesn't the Erev work to replace the Shituf? Well, in the case where you had five chatzeres opening together and you understood the word Erev meant they all were ma'arif together, so you have a great question. All five were ma'arif together. That's really Shituv. No, it doesn't. But in the case there's only one, each chatzer was ma'arif independently, of course the Erev doesn't work in Makam Shituv. So, the way Rav has the version, whenever it says Erev in the Mishnah, it's referring to each one independently. So, just the thought process. So, Erev chatzeres l'shit n'shatu m'ovei, the mutzah chatzeres means each chatzer is mutzah by itself. And obviously they're also in the Mavi because there's nothing which would, even if you go to Rabbanan and he holds that Erev works in Matam Shito, that means the case you did an Erev amongst all the Chatzeres together. But that's not what happened over here. So of course that's why you're, so the first case really is obvious. It's just really, it's like introduction to the, you know, it's, if you didn't do Shito, you're also, okay, what's the Chiddush? And it's just introduction to the next case. So the Nishtatu Mavi would mean, now you could learn that we're going, even if you go to the you can look at the Tanah of the Mishnah of Rabbanan, that Erev works in Makam Shituv, Shituv works in Makam Erev, so the next case, they did Shituv, that'll be matter everything. You know, then the inviter at the end also, when it says, if one of them, they weren't Mishtatav in the Mavoi, they're mutter, each chatzer is mutter by itself, but they're also in the mavi because there's nothing to represent the shituv over there. But the case where one of the b'nei chatzer forgot and they did shituv, b'nei chatzer will hear of mutar and kamakam because the shituv will help for the chatzeres. So the time of the mishnah can be the rabbanon. According to Rav Pshat, Chinam Rav Kahana, Rav Loitani Psucho Zuluzu. Rav Kahana also has quoting Rav that Rav did not say Psucho Zuluzu. Ika the Amri, some people have the version of Rav Kahana Gufei Loitani Psucho Zuluzu, but not he wasn't quoting Rav, but he himself was writing, learned up the Mishnah like that. Okay.
I'm sorry, the last case of the Mishnah, one of the B'nai Mavoi forgot. They didn't do Shituf.
So you mean each Chatzar did their own Eruv, but one of the Chatzars did not join into the Shituf.
Uh-huh.
So each Chatzar is Mutter, but the Mavoi is Osir.
Okay.
So I'm only a Bailer of Yosef. In my time of what's Pshat and Rav, the Latoni Psucho Zuluzu? What was the reason why he said so? In other words, besides working out who would be the town of the Mishnah, the Baya held that there was a compelling reason that he held the Pasha, that it wouldn't be true if it's Psucho Zuluzu. So what's the problem? So the more is going to suggest the Pshat, but the more is going to fall off of.
So the assumption is it was Misvara that Latoni Psucho Zuluzu?
Correct. words, he held it that there's something mitzad the din that would be incorrect. So what is that? Because kasaber kol shituf shemachniso mitzio derech psachim b'movi lav shme shituf. That since the goal of the shituf is imato the movi, so if we do a shituf which isn't taken out of chutzre A, gathered in chutzre A, taken out into the movi, comes to the chutzre B, the people should contribute there into the movi. It doesn't indicate the shituf unless you do it in such a fashion. So, therefore, Rav holds in the case it would be psuchos of the zoo, even if you were a good boy and you took it out into the movi like you're supposed to, but since they theoretically could carry it from one chutzre to the other without going into the movi, you would not indicate that your goal over here is the amount of the movi, it would be a problem. So we're going to make a gzeira, since they could mistakenly carry it from one chutzre to the next, it's not going to work, even if you carry it out into the movi. So the only case where you're going to be able to be mishtata for the movi is a case where the chutzeris do not open one to the other. So Rav says the case has to be they're not psuchos of the zoo. So we're mechadash adin. There's no case for shitu pamovi in this case. They can be ma'arav all the chaseris together, but they can't carry in the movi.
There's no way of being much of the movi.
There's no way to be much of the movi. At least this and that. And if the case they're psuchos of the zoo, that's the worst habim. Eisvei. So we're going to challenge this din that Abaya is suggesting that Rav holds. We had before if he was a shutif to his neighbors. So ain sichan la'arif. So that means they bought a barrel of wine b'shutvis. So that's not for it can't be referring to Rubi Chatzeris because Rubi Chatzeris requires pas. So it's referring to shutufim uvuos. And all they did was they bought a barrel of wine, b'shutvis. So they didn't take it in and out. They didn't do any of that thing that you're suggesting that you have to do. And it works. The Moran says, "Hasan da'af keva aile." No, the case was that they did their due diligence throughout the different chutzeris, from one chutzit to the movi and from there to the next. As you point out, it's a shini. That's a pretty big doichik. There's no indication in the Mishnah that that's so. So it's a doichik, but the more, anyways, is not going to stand with this pshat. So the more is just going to. I can't prove you wrong from the case of the Mishnah, because I could tell you the case was such. But we're going to find the better terms. Okay. So the Mor says, now there's another essay. It says, Ketze Mishtata B'movi. It's a Mishalei Ran. So when a person put the case the Mishnah says, you put down, Rashi quotes the Mishnah, so you put down a Chavis, and you say it's for all of B'nei Movi, and you're Mezaka to them. Well, if that's what you did, you didn't take it in and out. So the Kasha and Rab. The Mor answers, Hosam Nami Da'afke V'ayle. After they did so, they went for a trip around the movi. Okay, Maskala Rabba Bar, I think Bachlitz and Rav, Bar Rav Chonon. Olmiata, what you're telling me is
Hitler.
Rabba Bar Rav Chonon, thank you. Olmiata Hitler Pass Besali. Hachanamidol Havashita means that what you're telling me is that if I would have a pass and I'd be makta to somebody, it doesn't work. So, which is, the swear does not seem to be why this should be so. Elamah, you tell me, you're right, that's, it doesn't work. But Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, B'nei Chabur, Shoyim Asubin, B'kiddush Alein HaYoyim, he had a group which were sitting, and a Pashal HaShulchan, Soimchan Olam, Mishum Iruv, if they all they're having a communal meal, so that communal meal will be your eruv. Some people have the girsa that it was mishum shituf. Vamar Rabba explains loy pligi kan be mesumen be bayis kan be mesumen be chotz. If they're sitting in the bayis eating, so we could say as they sit in the bayis that that this bread will be the eruv for, because Rebbe Chatzeris is placed in a bias, so this can be the eruv for the Rebbe Chatzeris. So he's eating on the chatzar. So that'll work for shituf. If the members of the different members of the mavi are all sitting together in the chatzar eating, so the bread there can act as the shituf. I didn't go in and out. At the time of the rab, so it means that wasn't the problem. The rab's problem was not like you're suggesting that there's this din. You must go in and out all of the chatzeres. No such din. So what was rab's problem? The kasaver ein mavi nitzer belechi bekara achiyu batim chatzeres psuchim l'soicha. So the issue here was that Chazal only gave the mavi the name mavi with the special kula of lechi or kara, as opposed to a chatzer which requires two pasim. Or a pass, which is arba tefachim. Right? Over here, you can have one lechi, which is called shu. Or a kara. That kula of lechi or kara is only true if you have two batim opening into two chatzeres. And on that, zot the Gemara, so we're going to consider the case where the chatzeres open one to the other. So we look at it, and they're harvest yachad through the psachim. So it's like one big chatzer. It doesn't meet the criteria of two chatzeres. The gabi this din. That was Rav's problem. Let's see Rashi.
If it's one chatzer, and if you have one chatzer and a mavoi, and nothing else open into the chatzer.
You only one chatzar mavi, so you have to be mat to the end of the mavi. You have to put two pasim. You can't use a lechi or a kara. Because then we look at basically it's just an extension of it's just more chatzar. It's not a separate entity.
Like the grash. So no shituf is necessary.
Well, then no shituf is necessary either, right? Rav l'tani psuchas zulusu. According to Rav, when we discussed the chatzeres being ma'ariv, means irva kol chatzar la'atzma kamer, means each one is having its own iruv. Mutar b'chatzeres tektani, mutar kol b'nei chatzar la'atzma kamer, means in each, not that they're all mutar together, means each chatzar is mutar independently. So Abai says, what's the pshat in Rav? Because kol shitav she'en kol echad ve'echad machnis chelke derech pesach chatzer lim mavi, derech mavi. You take it out of your. It ends up in Chatzar X. Everybody takes their portion out from their Chatzar into the Mavi, and they all go to Chatzar X and they put it down in Chatzar X. If you don't do that, it's no good. Lash and Shituf. Shim Yachtisu, Derech Psochim, Shimi Chatzar, the Chatzar, Einirik a Shituf Mavi. If you transport it through the Chatzaris one to the other, because they had openings one to the other, that's what you would do. Doesn't work. So different Rav takes it a step further. He's concerned. If there are doors in between that they might do that, and therefore it won't work, therefore it doesn't work, period. It says if they're partners in the wine, it's Yichon La'arib. They bought the barrel of wine b'shutvis. And then they brought it home to one of the chatzeres. So my answer, Davki ve'ailei the chavis, we call the chatzeres. So they took the chavis to each chatzer, and then they took it out from there into the mavi. Misham the chatzer, shehunach sham. So finally, to the chatzer where it's going to be placed. Well, the shame sheets of the Kiddush of the Mishnah was, and it's all was done, you know, out the partnership. So don't worry doing shituv because you did it with the wine. What was the case? You bought wine and you went for a tour of the mavi. Why? Because you're in the mood, right? But the Maaseh, you accomplished the shituv by doing so. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So Rashi obviously shinui the chikahu, v'loy havi maskana haku. Rashi is anticipating your question, that's like, you know, why would that be the scenario? You know, they paraded this barrel of wine, not for the purposes of shituf,
for the purposes of, they became partners in a business venture of the wine. And they decided to go through all the chazeres out there into the moment. Like, well, the case is strange.
But we have that a lot of times in Gemara's now. It's to say, look, you can't prove it because there's a possibility. Why is Rashi, you know, telling you dafka here?
I mean, I think it's much difficult more than. The case of the Mishnah, the point of the Mishnah was if they poured a barrel of wine, Bishutris, for financial purposes, it can function for the Shituf. And this is all required, other required layer of process, which would not come naturally to the case of a business venture. There'd be some need to mention it. That's what's bothering Rashi. In other words, you make a kimtas, so or you say it's going in this case. So sometimes it's a kasher, should say it. Sometimes, it's a doicha that was simply only that case. But you're not asking
what.
But you're not asking why didn't it point it out? You know, it's plausible. Over here, it's almost like implausible. It's not impossible, but it's quite not plausible. Can't tell me to start it. So you have to come.
What do you mean, Rabbi?
I'm answering Russell's question that there's different types of doichik. There's a doichik where I can ask you a question, why should I assume that was the case? But I can't ask you afterwards that if you didn't say it, it's difficult. Over here, saying if you didn't say it, it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible in the mission like that. So that's what Rashi's saying. See the kamosim and masisa and the parakaloin to the kamon. It's a mission of the next parak. Now, had the Rashi says see the kamosim. That's why some people take out the word esve. I mean, if it says esve explicit in the Mishnah, then it's obvious, right? Tari hotsim ketsim mishtatim v'mavi. Menichas a chavis oimer reizu zel lechobnei mavi. Mezakel hanayidei acher. So he puts down the chavis. It's mezaket to the members of the mavi through somebody does a kinyan on the barrel, the shame all the members of the mavi. So again, the case was you didn't have this. The chad mezaket mididei lekulo b'lo nichas to the chatzeres saying didn't go through the various chatzeres which you're saying that that's required. So Morris says, I'll tell you that was the case also. And Morris says, okay. So then the Morris says, the case of Pas Pasaloi, so they're sitting around the table, and that bread, the food there, can be in place of the Erev or the Shita. So if the Mishum of Abayis, Samchon Mishum Erev, a Chotzer, that can be the Erev of the Chotzer, can Omer the Kamon. Erev of Chotzer is Abayis Shem Chotzer. Erev of Chotzer are placed in a home in the Chotzer. Some of the Chotzer, if they're sitting in the chotzer, so that can act as a shituf. The shituf mevuos mutar lanichah in the chotzer shemamava. You can place the shituf in the chotzer. Am shum iruv loy. You cannot be yotze iruv if you put it in the chotzer. The bayis boinon iruv must be placed in a home. The iruv mishum dira v'chotzer la bar dira. The logic being, the whole idea of Ira is that it becomes their place of Dira. People don't do Dira in a chotzer, people do Dira in a home. One more Rashi. Batim l'chatzeres v'suchim l'soichet. It has to have batim l'chatzeres, which means shnei batim l'chol chotzer, the two homes in each chotzer, and shnei chatzeres l'movin, so the two chatzeres opening to movin. So you have to have at least four homes. V'hanoch, so applying it back to our Mishnah, Kimin the Kulun Psuchim Zulazu, since it had the case of the Mishnah been that there was a direct access from one chotzer to the next, Ma'arvus Yachad Derech Pischem, and they can be making themselves into one big unit without going into the Mavi at all. Sechad a chotzer lehu, it's like only having one chotzer.
So therefore, it comes out that's a rav had to have the gears of the Mishnah that they were not psuchos zuluzu. Now, it's a Rashi, but less lay the rav hoda tanya leel. Rav would not have, could not hold of the brisa, which said avu benoy movish le nitzer belechi v'kara. That lechi v'kara works in that case. The chol hecha the boy la ruve. According to Rav's thought process, the case where ir was not necessary. That's what we're saying right now. Or even if ir was necessary, but it was done in a way. Inami boy la ruve umatz la ruve below shituv. You can do the ir of different chaseres without a shituv. Mavi my mystery. How mavi belechi v'kara atzdei shom. It is not giving water. And actually, to show him chotzer achas, she ain't a psucha l'chavrasel. So either you're going to have two distinct chatzeres, well, then each one will be part, and each one has at least two homes. So each one will be part of this greater mavui association, and then they can do get it in a mavui and be matur lechi v'kara. But the case we had before, we had two chatzeres, one belonging to the av, one belonging to the ben. Since they do not need to do ear amongst each other, they're counted as one. The same way as over here. Another possibility Rashi can say could be not that I have a separate mavi, but I have a series. Excuse me, separate chotzer. Even you have chaseres that open to each other, but you have two sets of them. So you had chaseres opening one to the other, but there were on two sides of the mavui, and they did not open it. They only connected to the mavui. The mavui b'neiv sheni chalas these arev elo yedei mavui. So there, the mavui becomes integral to the connection, and that's when mavui is nitzar b'lechi b'kara according to Rav. Okay. Gufa. Let's just back on the Gemara. Omer Rav, ein mavi nitzar b'lechi b'kara, achi hu mabotim b'chaseres psuchim l'soichet. Shmuel Amar fila bayis echad b'chaser achas. So you can have a, and Rashi explains that you have a case of a bayis which opens straight into the mavi. You have a chaser which opens into the mavi. And that chaser has one home opening into it. So you have a total of two homes, one which is not even a chaser, and one that there's a bias which has its own private chaser, and from there it goes into the mavi. That's enough for condition. If you have Omar, I feel the churva. So if you have a chaser on one side with a bias, and you have a churva on the other side, that'd also be a valid. That'd be enough to allow the give it a shame mavi. See, if you just have one chotzer alone, that's all you have. It's not a mavi; it's just an extension of the chotzer. Since there are two distinct things which open into the mavi, there's a chotzer with one bias, and a chotzer goes into the mavi, and there's also a churva going into the mavi. That's called a mavi already. You can be matir b'lechi v'kara. I'm only a bialer of Yosef. So Baya asked of Yosef, What would Rabbi Yochan say to the following? Rabbi Yochan, I feel a shvil shakramim. So what would be if you had a chotzer with a bias opening into the mavi, and the other side of the mavi there was a opening in the wall, and there was the path out to the kerem. So the mavi has another element which comes through there. It's not even a curve. It's like just it's people coming in from the kerem would go through the mavi. So it doesn't get a shape of a mavi that you can imat it lechi b'kara. No. Lomer b'yachan ella b'churva the chazal l'dira. Theoretically, a person could live in a dira. So there's some element of dira. So he agrees that you need two elements of dira. But Shmuel says you need something which is actually a dira. Right now, b'yachan says you need something which theoretically could be a dira. Okay. Omer Rav Huna Bar Chinuna.
Chatzur, one side.
Sorry, wait, what?
Bayit and Chatzur.
Bayit, yeah.
On the other side, a bayit, not a korban, a full-blown, but nobody lives there.
That shouldn't be any worse than... Well, according to Ryokan, it's good. Shall you want to according to Shmuel, you mean?
Well, it can't be any worse than a korban, right?
Right, right.
But there's no one living there, so does it actually count as a makom dira? Do you have to have diurim or just the potential for diurim?
According to Ryokan, you just need royal dira. According to Shmuel, I think it would be a problem. The point, that the reason why he stresses not a korban was because it means there's somebody living there. Okay. Amar of Huna Bar Chinana, Baz Rabbi Yochanan Teme. This din of Rabbi Yochanan that Yefil Churva really is going Lishitasai. The Znan, Rav Shimon Omer. So, Perikolagagas. So we discussed this idea before that the places which are they're not a makom dira. There's an issue. I can't carry kalim from my bias into my chotzer and then into your chotzer because my kalim from my bias don't belong in your chotzer. That distinction of it's my private area going into your public area, but kalim which are chotzer kalim, they start out Shabbos in the chotzer and they're. So, do they have a problem going from one chatzah to the next? And we say, listen, vis-a-vis that, all the chatzahs, you can't say it's a distinct type of an item. It was only in a chatzah. It wasn't in a bias. So, Rav Shimon's shita is, Echad Gagas, Echad Krafibas, Echad Chatzahs, Shuz Achad, saying the Kalim Shashabs of the Seichon. So, if a Kali started out the beginning of Shabbos in the Gag, you may take it to any other Gag, or any Karfif, or any chatzah in the city. Without a problem. Since it started out Shabbos in one of these three places. They're not in Shosachas, but not for Kalim. Well, the Kalim just shops in the Sechabayas.
There's an Eruv.
There's an Eruv. What do you mean? It's an Eruv.
In other words, if you're going from one Chatzar to the next.
No, without an Eruv.
So I understand, how's the clue getting from one chutzah to the next or one?
Even though you mean colloquially, there's an enclosed. I mean, the city is enclosed, so there's no problem of carrying. Just a problem of do you need a ruv chetzeris?
Right.
Shema says you don't. To carry kelim from one chutzah to the next, you don't need ruv chetzeris. Kelim from the bayis to one chutzah to the next, you would need a ruv chetzeris amongst the chetzeris. The kelim, it's all one rishus. All of the chetzeris in the city are one rishus. This is Kalim, which started out Shabbos in the chotzer, or Gag or Karfin. Vomer Rav Halacha Kriv Shimon. Rav says Halacha Kriv Shimon, but Rav makes a caveat. Who shlo irvu? But if chotzer A made a ruv chetzeris, and now there are Kalim from the batim in the chotzer. Then they may not take kelim from the chotzer to another chotzer, unless you make an eruv with them, because they're afraid you might end up taking kelim from the batim to the other chotzer. So even kelim which started out Shabbos in the chotzer may not be moved to the next chotzer, because there you might end up taking from the kelim of the batim to the other chotzer, and that's not a mutter. Because av eruv gezin dilma also lafuke mani the batim lechotzer. No, we don't make such a gezeira. We don't make it, and therefore, even if there was an eruve chetzer is done in the chotzer, and the kelim of the batim are in the chotzer, those hak are also to go to the next chotzer. But the kelim which were shavsu be chotzer are mutter to go to the next chotzer. Chinam Rabbi Yochanan Lachak Rabbi Shimon Ben Irvu uBen Lo Irvu. So Alma Lagazin and Dilma Osi Lafuke Mani the batim lechotzer. So we're not worried about that you might take the kelim from the batim to a different chotzer. Okay, so now that's over there. So how do we? What's the relevant over here?
So Hachanami, because in Dama Asila Fuke money the Chatzer Lachorva. So you have no rishus to take the korba. It wasn't a chatzer. It's a private area, but there was no eruv done between the two of them, because there's nobody living there. So it's private, but there's nobody living there. So there was no eruv being done. But according to Rav's thought process, I have a problem because there's a gzera you might carry kalim from the chotzer into the churva. But Rav Yechon is not worried about that possibility. Okay. Something more. Yosef Rav Bruna. No. Let's see Rashi. Bayis echad v'chotzer achas, the second Rashi on Ein Dalam and Aleph. Bayis v'chotzer v'chotzer shabayis achar psuach lo. So you need, according to Shmuel, you can have one house which is directly into the mavui, and another chotzer where there's another part where there's a bayis and a chotzer going into the mavui, one bayis and a chotzer in front of it, and that's enough. Rebbe said, "Fill a churva mikan v'chotzer mikan." So you're going to have one bias going into a chotzer from there to the mavi. You have the churva on the other side with no chotzer at all, just the churva. That's enough. Bias asked, I feel a shil shakramim. Suach l'mavi mikan v'chotzer mikan. So you have a chotzer with the bias on one side, you have a shil shakramim on the other side. So there's two points of access into the you. Two things are using the mavi. No, that's not good enough. Echagagas. You can carry kalim from one gag to the next without it. The same way the homes below are separate and they're distinct and they can't carry one to the other because there's no eruv. So you can't carry from one gag to the other. We don't say that. You go from one chotzer to the next, v'chein l'karfe or to a karfe, v'chein chotzer l'karfe, mina gagan. You can go wherever you want. Hold the kulan mishul shein adira. These are not places of living. V'ein tzrichim la'ar mechotzer l'chotzer el mishal kelim sheshavsu bebayish shebechotzer zu v'tzim l'chotzer acheres. The need to be ma'ar between two chotzeres is for because of kelim of the bayis. The kelim of the chotzer, they're not distinct enough that Chazal would make a gzeira. People say, "Oh, you carry one chotzer to another, you're allowed to carry the rabbi." No, it's all in people's mind. It's all one big group. But Rav said, "V'hushal irvu." Bnei chotzeres kol achas la'atzim. If the bnei chotzeres had made independent iruvim, but also then, so. If they didn't do that, then therefore you're not. There's no kalim of the batim in the chotzer because you can't carry out from the batim to the chotzer. The kim and the ein mitzvah and kli bai is bechotzer like the mixer. There's no gzer imafkes kalim sheshavsu bechotzer lechaverta also fukinami kalim sheshavsu bebai is shesilim bechotzer zul bechotzer cheres. There's no kalim of the batim in the chotzer. There would be a gzera. You might, if I allow you to take kalim which are chotzer to kalim. They started Shabbos in the chotzer. All the things kalim which are biased to kalim. No, because there's no biased to kalim in the chotzer. But a case where they made an eruv. No, because they also fuke mani the batim shem chotzer zul chotzer acheres. You'll take the mani the kalim of bias in the chotzer A into the chotzer, and then from there into chotzer B, which that's not allowed. Rabbi Yochanan says, "I'm not worried about that." Somebody owns the churva. But there's no eruv done, no sheetuv done, because it doesn't answer. Nobody's living here, nobody's eating here.
So it belongs to somebody since it's private, but it doesn't. There's no need for shituf because there's no two entities in the mavi. So there's no shituf. So why aren't you worried about the person will carry the kelim from the chotzer into the churva? We're not going to that. So that's the Birchim true, only be true l'shitas. Okay, let's hold this here.